The Nuclear Power and Energy Agency, NUPE, has allayed fears that the proposed nuclear site in Khalifi will have devastating effects on the communities neighboring the project. The project has faced headwinds, with residents rejecting it over safety concerns. The Senate Energy Committee visited the proposed site of the Shush 500 billion nuclear power plant in Uyombo location, Khalifi North Sub-County, on a fact-finding mission following a petition by residents. Senate Energy Committee proceedings could not be held at the site due to an ongoing court case filed by the residents to stop the establishment of the plant in their midst. Speaking in Uyombo, NUPE Chief Executive Officer, CEO, Eustace Webuyabo said with nuclear technology the country will have stable energy supply. Webuyabo underscored the indispensable role of electricity in national growth, highlighting its potential to spur job creation and industrial expansion. We won't be experiencing frequent power blackouts. For a country to prosper, we must have stable power that will enhance manufacturing in factories. It will create employment, said Webuyabo. He clarified that they have only done preliminary site identification, but have not yet identified the exact site of the plant, thus construction has not commenced. The CEO further said that nuclear energy will revolutionize the country's energy landscape in line with the Kenya Vision 2030, and has identified energy as a key enabler for the realization of the vision. The government plans on using energy technology to get electricity from it. The government plans on starting the energy plant in 2027, and the technology will be effective in 2034, stated the CEO. He added that the preliminary site identification marks just the beginning of a rigorous process, one that includes detailed site characterization and stringent environmental impact assessments. Webuyabo emphasized the importance of adhering to legal frameworks and consulting with affected communities. He reiterated the indispensable role of electricity in national growth, highlighting its potential to spur job creation and industrial expansion. The CEO pledged transparency and to address concerns and incorporate public feedback before proceeding with the project. We will take the views of all Kenyans and answer all queries before the project commences. According to the laws of Kenya, no government project will be allowed to go on if they don't follow the constitution, he said. As the people of Khalifi await resolution, the fate of the nuclear energy project hangs in the balance. International scrutiny and regulatory oversight will ultimately shape the project's destiny, as Kenya navigates the complex terrain of energy development in the 21st century.